All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Commanders are a wagon, an offense that cannot be stopped. Grant and Danny, welcoming you back on The Fan. Bad news today is our buddy Austin Eckler, our weekly guest, he's going to join us every single Tuesday all season long at 5 o'clock, will not be with us today because he's in the concussion protocol. Was fantastic last night, but unfortunately got dinged. We're hoping for a speedy recovery for him. The good news is we will have a player presence on this show. Next man up in the National Football League. And joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, Bet Smarter to Beat the Books. Download the BetQL app, visit BetQL.com. Our buddy, the holder.
The holder.
For your Washington Commanders, Tressway, ladies and gentlemen.
Tressway.
Joins us on Grant and Danny. The guys, Commanders holder.
Guys, can you hear me okay? Because I'm on speakerphone because my hands hurt a little too much to actually hold the phone up to my head. Am I coming in okay?
We got you.
You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay.
It was an exhausting night for you. In fact, one applause is not enough for Tress, if I could say that. He had to hold a field goal attempt, and he had to hold five extra points.
Five?
Ladies and gentlemen, Tress Way.
Yeah, thank you.
Tress Way. Now, remind me, because I haven't seen you punt since week one.
Do you remember how to punt?
Right-footed or left-footed?
I'm thinking about switching it up. You know, there's no film on me these last couple weeks, and I like to keep the other team guessing. So if we ever punt again, I might just go righty. I hope it works out well.
Will you be fined by Dan Quinn? I saw you in the second quarter in the concourse last night in the club level. Your feet were up. You were wearing your full uniform, eating popcorn.
Remote in hand.
Sitting on a couch, texting someone. Are you even allowed to do that during a game?
No, honestly, of all of that, I'm okay to do all of that, but in hindsight, the popcorn just might have been a bad mistake. Just the hands might have gotten a little slippery on the holds, and so I probably could have done without the popcorn, go with maybe a nice salted pretzel. But yeah, other than that, I'm just a quick text away, and I'll be right down.
When do you think you'll punt again in a game?
I think I'll punt at practice tomorrow. And then other than that, it is that first time we call punt. If we actually do, you know, I'll look down and Izzo, DQ, they'll give the punt sign. And I may just have to respond with it. Are you sure? You know, like I've seen us convert a lot of fourths, a lot of third downs. I mean, like, they could give it another go. I've got their back either way. But yeah, you know, I'll have to double check that we're really going out and letting one rip.
I'm looking at the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page where we are streaming live today in high definition. And P.E. just asked, he said, what if his leg muscles atrophy? I mean, we're starting to worry.
That's what
like,
we're worried about.
Should you? Why even practice punting if you're not going to do it?
I know. And I don't mean to brag, but guys, 2 weeks in a row, I have had some really good pregame warm-ups. You know, just those moments where you're like, wow, all right, you know, the ball's really flying. Here we go. Mm-hmm. Nothing to show for it. But, you know, we're in Arizona for the week getting ready for the Cardinals. They brought in a full massage team to give the guys some massages. You sign up for little blocks. And I'm surprisingly sore from just all the squats of getting up and down and the nice little NFL trot to and from the field goals and the PATs. And so the body's recovered. Going to do a little bit of a workout. Going to punt some tomorrow. And you understand, I just have to be ready, because even though I'm just holding right now, I technically am the punter. So we'll see. Maybe I could talk with some of the guys in the NFL offices if you can actually change, you know, your position name, or even, you know, like a slash, like punter slash holder. That
right.
I might just a pioneer. Yeah.
Well, the main reason, honestly, we wanted to get you on is to check in. We didn't know if you were still on the team.
I mean, I saw you on the side, like, come off and congratulate Jeremy Reeves on a tackle.
That's right.
You have an awesome handshake. You know, it's very choreographed. You guys have rehearsed it. It looked really good. And I go, oh, there's Tress. And that's it. That's the last I saw you.
Yeah, I like to make my presence known in other ways. You know, I handed out a couple of ice cold waters and Gatorades yesterday. Gave a couple good handshakes, a couple good pats on the butt here and there, a couple good screams. You know, I was, as you guys probably remember, a couple years ago, I was supposed to have a date with y'all on the air, and my voice was gone. So
yes,
still let it rip a little bit vocally. But other than that, I'm still here. Still love being here, and anytime it's time to punt, I promise I'll be ready. So we'll just see when that happens.
Okay, this is a serious question. We've been joking around a lot, but I do actually have a real question about last night, and it actually comes from Michael. Michael wants to know, Tress, will you demand a trade to a team that punts?
No, absolutely not. Are you freaking kidding me? This is the best. I mean, like, of course I get out there. The biggest thing was. Now, and I'm going to sound a little selfish here, but I've known you guys for a long time, so I hope you can trust me. Okay. We were playing so well last night, and it was so much fun that there came a point where it looked like we were going to have to punt in the fourth quarter and maybe pin them deep before Jaden converts an unbelievable fourth down.
So was that like the second and 20 after the penalty sack? Is that what you were thinking?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, and I was like, yes, I freaking get to go in on this game where we're just killing them. And I get a chance to pin them deep and just to sprinkle into this win in a little bit. And oh my gosh, it did not end up happening. Whatever, the best part's coming into the locker room after everybody's just pumped. What an incredible game. And Adam Peters is just he sees me and he just starts audibly laughing. And he goes, hey man, I think I need some money back here.
Jaden took your number and your gig. He doesn't let you punt anymore.
I think he did. I know, and so help me God.
Was that part of the negotiation, by the way?
And I never want to punt again?
You're like, I want tickets to the LSU game and to never punt.
Nope, absolutely not. I kept my punting gig. But so help me God, if the first time we punt in a few weeks turns out to be a quick kick, that's really going to rip my nips, man. I'm going to have a tough time with that one.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Commanders holder Tressway with us here on Grant and Danny, working on getting the slash, like a model slash actor, to his official business card. When's the last time you've seen anything? I mean, this doesn't happen in the NFL, dude. Like, as I know we're in an offensive era, and I'm much older than you, so I remember when, like, teams would win, like, 10-6. Like, I'm old enough to remember some of those games. But, like, I can't remember anything like this, where it's just this. Whatever the defense throws, it's like, we actually have an answer for that that's better than what you've got.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on right now?
That's the part that has been so fun to watch. Like, obviously, these dudes are my buddies, and we are teammates. But it's also, like, whenever you have the game going like last night, like, there's this fun balance between, like, you saw the offensive guys cheering on the defensive guys cheering on the offensive guys, the holder cheering on the offense, you know, like, things like that. Everything has just been – it's been – seemingly so, like, attainable. It's not like these – and don't get me wrong, Jaden is making just freaking ridiculous plays, but, like, his poise and then Eckler and B-Rob and then just freaking – I mean, I'll take 17 on my team and anything the rest of my life. But, like, that's been the coolest part of watching our offense. And Cliff Kingsbury has one of the coolest power walks ever. Whenever our offense has been rolling these last couple weeks, just constantly moving the ball, he has, like, this little swag walk to him, and I'm like, oh, this dude is just, I mean, back in the day when I used to play the NCAA football and I used to roast all of my roommates in college, like, and I would be calling some good plays, I think I had that same walk, but Cliff has, like, a vibe about him. And it's been so cool. It's been so cool these last 2 weeks, and last night was just so fun, man.
He's very handsome. Cliff Kingsbury
just
is
a baritone voice. I'm sorry about my attention being paid to you.
And so is Tressway. Yep. The holder for the Commanders is joining us here on Grant and Danny on the Fan. Who should get the ball? The first ever touchdown for Jaden Daniels went to Trent Scott, an offensive lineman.
We're split on this, Tress.
Yeah, Danny and I disagree. Danny says Jaden Daniels is the only guy that matters. Nobody else matters. Jaden Daniels, I love him, whatever else. My point is he's going to have a few more of those in his career. Trent Scott gets one of those. I'm giving that thing to Trent Scott.
I'm a big Seinfeld guy, and I think that they should take the Newman approach of Elaine and Kramer and sawing the bike in half, and we should tell both of them, hey, guys, we're going to cut the ball in half, and the first person to raise up and say, no, don't destroy the ball, go ahead, he can have it. That's the true holder of the ball. And this is coming from a holder of the ball myself. Mm-hmm. But that should be the person who should hold the ball. And I think DQ should do it in our next team meeting. I think he should say, guys, we're going to cut the ball in half. And I'd be interested to see. You know, I've been really impressed with Jaden's humility. I honestly could see him standing up and saying, you know what, let's let Trent have this one. And
so it's like a test. Like when he dragged the table in Men in Black. Whoever says the other guy gets it first actually gets it.
Yeah, it's like the true test of leadership, right? Rex, you say you don't want to be a leader.
That's right.
So going straight Seinfeld here, Tressler, to me this is the chocolate babka, right? Where the number, like, you've got it first, and whoever has it maybe has it. Or, you know, the marble rye where Jared just takes it and runs with it, where he gets his knee, where he picks his knees up and says, give me the marble rye, you old bag, and runs away. It's interesting that you went full bicycle there. I don't know, man. To me, this is like, thank you, Trent, that's a novelty, but this is the kid's first touchdown pass. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing more special than that.
And if I may, you know, Trent, and I understand, and all the excitement, he spikes the ball, he starts the dance. Jaden saw the O-line quickly get together to celebrate, and Jaden made a beeline to pick up the ball. So maybe that just shows. All right, he got his hands on it. I think Jaden should have it. But this may be a little, you know, I may be a little cavalier with this. I think the dude's going to have some more touchdowns in his career. So I'm anxious to see how we handle that one.
Commanders holder Tressway, our good pal, with us today on Grant and Danny after an amazing win on Monday Night Football. What dreams are made of. It's a Hall & Oates Tuesday here on G&D. So last night we're leaving the stadium. We came out here with our buddies who sponsor our show, Kondori and Murad. We had a traveling crew sitting in the club level, probably 7 or 8 deep. And, you know, they were talking about how they're like, I cannot believe we haven't punted in 2 games. And I lead the league in, like, deadpan dad jokes that aren't funny, but you have to really push through the wall. So I'm like, what is it? What are you saying? And they're like, we haven't punted.
What's the word you're using?
And I'm like, no, the P word. What is that? They're like, punt? And I'm like, yeah, what is that? What if the next time you have to punt and, like, Quinn yells punt, you in the middle of the game with, like, the play clock running down, you do that bit on the sideline until Dan Quinn's like, that's not funny, or burns a timeout. Like, you're like, what? I don't understand. What word is that? What are you saying?
What's the word you're using?
Yeah, I have often, you understand there's a lot of emphasis on this next punt now. And so yep. I'm kind of pulling for it to be, you know, like an inside the 20 punt where I can hopefully just hang one up and pin them like right on the 1 yard line. And so it'll be like, yes, that is why we punt every once in a while. But oh man, if we get one backed up, I mean, I'm just going full long drive competition where it's either going 80 yards or 20 yards and off the side of the foot because I just got to let it eat.
Well, this feels to me like a great setup for the next time Washington drops back to punt, and then it's Puma Let's Rage Part 2.
Oh, Puma 2?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh, I would love that. That would let's just continue the streak on. There's no pun. Let's just I'll let one air out.
And that's kind of what I'm saying, where it's like I like my one-on-one matchup. We're actually not punting. I'm going a little back shoulder here. I'm a left-handed Brett Favre.
Stick aside, this is the first time in the Super Bowl era that a team has gone 2 straight games without a punt and a turnover.
It's incredible.
We're not that far away from, like, the next time they punt, they have to send the ball to Canton. You know, we're like, they have to go get the ball. And they're like, this was Tressway's first punt since week 1. Like, you won't get to keep it. They got to send it to Canton.
Yes. I mean, I was thinking back. I had one of my buddies text me. He's like, dude, I just can't believe you haven't punted since week 1. And I started to think back of just being at Tampa in that last punt. And I was like, oh, my God, that might as well be last year. I mean, like, that feels like it was even before the preseason games. But yeah, hey, man, I'm all for the holes. This has been a lot of fun.
So you made the trip to Arizona. You're not going to go hang out with Bree and the kids. You are going to just go to the game anyway?
Yeah, you understand. I am still on the roster as the punter, and I gotta be sharp and I gotta be ready because I know our fans don't like for us to give the ball to the other team, but I really do enjoy punting the football, and it's a lot of fun. And whenever you're able to influence the game and flip the field and do things like that, it's just we haven't had to do it. So that's just I have to prepare for all that as, like, you know, just in case.
I just hope you don't have bonuses on, like, if I punt X amount of times.
I do not.
Attaboy.
Oh, that's good.
So the kids can still have a good Christmas.
This is my last one, Tressler. I've obviously never been an NFL player, and I don't know what any of it's like. It seems really hard. But you fly from Cincinnati, or I guess it's like Kentucky because that's what the airport is. This whole thing is very confusing to me. Last night, you're already on the road again. You're on to the next city, but you're still coming down from that win. What is the plane like when it's like time for everybody to catch some sleep, but you probably can't because you're so jacked up because of what you just did on Natty TV? What's that plane ride like?
Yeah. I think it actually worked out really well where we kind of did like an extended locker room hangout post game because we were sneaking up on midnight, and man, we just had the music playing, everybody talking, laughing. It was just such a great celebration. But man, not 5 minutes into that bus ride to the airport, it got real silent. Everybody was pretty toast, and especially once we got to the airport, we knew we were kind of flying overnight to AZ. Yeah. It was very quickly, all right, we're coming down off this awesome high. Let's catch some Z's and then get ready for Arizona.
Well, Tress, we are proud of you. Those 6 holds last night, absolutely
incredible. You held the hell out of that football. Well,
you grabbed the ball, and then you put it down, laces out.
That little spinny.
Just that spin on the ground thing that you do.
Like Marino.
Worth every penny, bro. Worth every penny.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for noticing. Thank you for caring. And, yeah, thanks for asking. I'm good. I'm here. Love being a part of the crew in whatever way that is. But, yeah, I'm holding for now, and I'll take it.
That's Commanders holder Tressway. On Grant and Danny, our pal, doing things last night.
Doing work.
Lost amid the gem. The 6 holds. by Tressway. The double play is next. You are listening live to The Fan.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.